We are T-minus exactly a week from Purim. Tonight, a week from tonight is Purim Shtabach Shemo. So it's big stuff, which means also, by extension, the Pesach is also right around the corner. But don't say that too light at home, you know, it's like a ruffle feathers. You don't do that. Anyway, so we have three more halachas shiurim until Purim, because I don't know what's next week is going to be a little, who knows what's going to be going on. But so I want to focus on some of the mitzvot we've spoken about. We've spoken about Mikra Megillah. So I told you the last year, Bezat Hashem, before Purim, we're going to talk about Chayav Inish Levasume Befuraya, getting drunk, and we're going to speak about that. All the Shitot Poskim. Is it glitching?
Yeah. I think my phone is the only thing that won't glitch.
So. Yeah, manian. Okay. My phone is also glitching. Oh, Hashem. Yeah, it's Ruch Hashem. Anyway, but so tonight we'll speak a little bit about Mishloach Manot. There are a lot of pratim, pirtei din, that actually come out. Now it's especially important if you're a yeshiva boy or a kolel yungaman and you want to get Mishloach Manot on a budget. So first of all, I'm not quite a, this is more of a female thing that they like the themes and the zachen. There's no mitzvah anywhere in the poskim that Mishloach Manot or anything else has to be with themes. That's all shtusim. But okay, you know, whatever. It is what it is. But there are important halachot to keep in mind. Now, first and foremost, everybody knows there's a famous machloket between the Harav Manot HaLevi, which is a perush on Megillat Esther that was written by Hagaon Rabbeinu Shlomo HaLevi El Kabetz. Name sound familiar?
Yeah.
Yeah. Famously known for being the Mechaber of Lecha Dodi, but also a tremendous Mekubal who was Maran HaBet Yosef's Rebbe in Kabbalah. He was in Tzfat, in the golden era of Tzfat, you know what I mean by that? The Ari HaKadosh, the Anshich, Maran HaBet Yosef, Ramak. So he was there. So he wrote a Pirush on Megillat Esther, which has some interesting halachot in it, also called Manot HaLevi. Yeah. So he writes that the main reason behind Mishloach Manot is in order to create friendship and camaraderie, which is the whole point of Purim, is that we were at one point Yeshno Am Echad Mefuzar Umforad, and the point of Purim and the mitzvot of Purim is to bring us together. Hence, there's nothing that brings people together like Yefeh, yeah, food. So now, from time immemorial, the Gemara already says it. Gdola legima shemkarevet et halevavot. It's a big thing. So that's the opinion of the Manot HaLevi. Harav Trumat HaDeshen in Siman Kuf Yud Aleph. Trumat HaDeshen was written by one of the later Rishonim, Rishonei Ashkenaz. His name was a Gaon Rabbi Israel Iserlan. That was his name. Quoted by the Bet Yosef and the Rama constantly. The Trumat HaDeshen was considered the master of Minhage Ashkenaz, Trumat HaDeshen and Maharil. Rama quotes him all the time, Trumat HaDeshen. So he writes in the Tshuva, now what's very interesting about a Sefer, historically, by the way, Maran HaChida brings down in Shem HaGdolim, Trumat HaDeshen is a Sheilot Tshuvot, but it's kind of a not real Sheilot Tshuvot, meaning that the Sheilot weren't real. Huh? He made them, he wanted to discuss a certain topic, so he kind of made it in Sheila Tshuva form, but the Sheilot weren't actual. Interesting. So he writes over there that the purpose of Mishloach Manot is in order to provide people, there are certain people, many people in Am Yisrael, unfortunately, that are needy. They're not able to provide for their needs for Seudat Purim in a mechubad way. So because of that, the Chachamim instituted a mitzvah to be able to provide for those who need in a way that's mechubad and in a way that they won't have to, you know, they're not going to look like they're begging. Everybody's giving each other matanot. So they'll get matanot as well, they'll get manot. Now again, not to be confused with matanot la evyonim, that's a different story. Huh? What do you mean? So yes and no. I'm going to get to the no first and then the yes. The no is that whereas matanot la'evyonim, that's not something that can really be given b'derech kavod, because you can only give it to anim. It's not something you can conceal it, and like we're going to speak about, you know, the recipient doesn't have to know where it came from, but it's not something necessarily that Can I give matanot levyonim to my friend? No. Whereas mishloach manot, do you have to give mishloach manot davka to aniyim? No, mishloach manot you can give to anybody. So you can disguise, the aniyim won't feel bad about getting these manot and using it for the seuda, because guess what? They look like anybody else. Everybody's giving gifts to one another. So that's what, now, again, back to the yes, there is a difference between mishloach manot and matanot levyonim in what you can be yotzeh with. Whereas, mishloach manot, you can only use, there's a machloket in the poskim whether you can use other things. But la'alacha ul-ma'aseh, you can only use food and beverages. Some rishonim, Rabbeinu Chananel, and others only say food. But we don't hold like that la'alacha. We hold like rova poskim that you can use food or beverages. We'll speak about soon which ones, which shi'ur v'chule. But you can't use any other things. You can't use money for mishloach manot, gift cards. You know, sometimes they send, thinking of you. This is in lieu of, thinking of you. Tabi ochin. You know what I'm saying? Show me the Gandhi. That's all I want. I don't want your thoughts and prayers. I want your Gandhi. Yeah, nachon. Nachon. Yeah. Now, what do you say?
To my tradition, is saying the purpose is to help.
By the way, that's the way to go. Even though minhag yisrael is to give all sorts of sweets and stuff like that, ikar mishloach manot is tzorkei ha'seuda. Show me the Gandhi. You know what I'm saying? Get cooking.
That's what I was going to ask. Specifically to help Am Yisrael for the Suda?
That was the original takana. Now again, I can't get... Let's say you give something, mishloach manot, to a person, and it's Suda-worthy food, and he didn't eat it for the Suda. Okay? He just put it in the fridge. Or threw it out. Or whatever. Are you Yotze?
Of course.
Yeah, you're Yotze. Why? Because you can't... Chachamim didn't say, after, okay, eat it now. I want to see you eat it. Whoa, I don't take it easy, man. Now again, if you gave something, if you gave mishloach manot to a person that wasn't ra'ui lo, you gave something that wasn't necessarily, it's another halacha, halak bet Yosef. Let's say you know Sfaradi is makpid on halak bet Yosef, and you give him something that's not, even with safek sfekod v'chule v'chule, lo yatzai lechova. You give him something that's not ra'ui lo. You give something that's chadash to a person that you know is makpid, what are you doing? You give something that's chalav. What are you asking? That's a very good question. Now, let's say you guy, this guy has a terrible nut allergy, and you know that if he takes it, he's going to go into anaphylactic shock, and he's going to drop dead. You say, put him sameach, in a kach. What do you mean? Yeah. Or. Watch. Okay, napa. Now, is that, I said it good?
Yeah,
dude. Yeah.
Not bad.
Anyway, so he says, it means don't jump, nahon? Yeah. So, listen carefully. There's another thing, Maran Zichron Baruch Hu discusses, he brings him from Shlomo Zalman, a very interesting sheila. You have a guy who's diabetic, miskin. Heavily, heavily diabetic. If he eats, you know, if he eats sugar, miskin, he can go into shock and he can die. You give him this big chocolate cake, visit, purim sameach. And you know he's diabetic. What do you say? Are you yotzeh or not? So there, the halacha is be'emet, you're yotzeh dechova. Why? Because even though he doesn't have to be the one to eat it mamash, you can give it to his family, you can get, now what happens if the whole family is diabetic, or the whole family is, it's a different child already. Be'emet, yechol yot that he's not yotzeh. Huh? Yeah. No, but what happened if he's dangerously diabetic? You know what I'm saying? He's can't think of sugar.
We're only talking about the case where you give it to yourself, why not? Many people are giving.
But let's say, Karadin, I'm talking to Karadin. Yeah, one second. Echad. Yeah.
Masilah Psachim, Dr. Murad.
Top Melody.
We break down the whole case of Nazir. Why they not like, why don't we say, like, oh, they have to break their wine and such or burn anything? Mm-hmm. Because other people could benefit from it.
Mm-hmm.
But then over there, we don't necessarily say, like, oh, like, if no one in the house can benefit from it, then, like, they have to break the...
No, they still don't, because other people can over here. But the point of mishloach manot is for the household. You know what I'm saying? A guy has his wife, kids, and yanim. So they can benefit over there. Same thing, Rabotai. What happens? Let's say I'm Rasha Merusha. So what do? I'm thinking like this. I see the guy, you know, Purim morning, or whatever it is, Purim afternoon. I see him sit down to his meal. I see him sit down to Seudat Purim. The second he takes a bite, I come, I have my theme. I have my halavi, I'm bringing bagel and cream cheese and chocolate milk. Now, it's Purim afternoon. By the time he's going to be halavi, it's going to be after Purim. Yatza or lo yatza? Why?
Because he would just give it to someone else.
That's his fault.
What do you mean? What if everybody in the household is Besarina?
He can still get somebody else.
No. The halacha is still yotze, because at the end of the day, either somebody in the household can have it, or at the end of the food is ra'uy. You know what I'm saying? You have a problem right now that makes it not ra'uy. Whereas, what are you going to say? Bayashan chalak betas. Oh, you have a problem that you're makbid on chalak. No. I don't have a problem that I'm makbid on chalak. You have a problem that you're not makbid on chalak. You know what I'm saying?
It's not.
Chalav stam, the same thing.
No, chalav stam. It's not ma'akev though.
It's not ma'akev, but again.
It's not your kashrut standard, but it's still.
If I give some chalav stam to somebody that I know is makpid on chalav, is a baya. If it's a kashrut thing, it's a problem.
But he can give it to somebody else, no?
Who? We're not talking about give it to somebody. So if Be'emit in his family, there are people who eat chalav stam, okay, shamati. But if nobody in the household eats that, so you're giving a kashrut problem, that's an issue. Now, going back to what you were saying, that it's interesting. It's very interesting. It's machloket haposkim that Magen Avraham holds in Siman Tafresh Tzadihe, that when you give mishloach manot, it has to be, it doesn't have to be cooked, but it has to be, it has to be ready to eat. Slicha. Whereas if you give him a shechted chicken, meaning kacha, you're not yotze. Rova poskim argue on the Magen Avraham. As opposed, what if I give somebody a live chicken? Kol haposkim hold that you're not yotze, because a live chicken is not food. A live chicken has isur eber min achai. What about a shechted chicken? Now, in general, it still has a ways to go. Usually, cook it, you grill it, you do something to it. But at the end of the day, is it food? It had shechita. What about melicha? It doesn't need melicha. If you eat it raw, you don't need to do melicha. You only need to do melicha if you're cooking it. So technically, it's food. Rov kechol haposkim, including Maran zechon hamracha, hold that you'd be yotze if you give a raw chicken also, as long as it has shechita, and especially if it has shechita and melicha, you would say the chova, you can give that. Yes.
Huh?
I know. The Gemara says they used to. It's not the derech, but it's still. Huh? No, nobody eats chicken carpaccio. They eat meat carpaccio. But mikol makom, yeah, you still yotze. Yeah.
All right, I have a question, a follow-up question.
Yeah.
Can you give the soup?
That means you're Jewish. Yeah. Okay.
Can you give the soup that is not that you need hot water with?
What, like one of the tradition soups?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's okay.
Yes.
Also, the thing with receiving of mishloach manot.
You know, when I was a kid, very weird, and don't ever do this, but you know, when you're a kid and you do weird things, you know, you eat the tradition soups without putting this, like, crunching on it, it's...
Side question, can you make one of those on Shabbat?
Halachot, yes, there's a dinim. There's a... Lo pashut. Shlishi, fachot, because of the kalei bishul. Yeah.
Does a person that has to be receiving mishloach manot have to be eating, or can he just derive a benefit?
Meaning, let's say he doesn't derive benefit from it. Let's say he just throws it out.
What? He just has to accept it?
Yeah.
So why would there be a problem even if he does have it on
out? It's actually a very interesting machloket between the Rama and the Chatam Sofer. The Rama says what happens, and it really depends there's many differences in the poskim, many nafkaminot, between what the main reason for mishloach manot is. Is it because of friendship? Or is it because of Suda? Right? Those are the two main reasons. There's many nafkaminot ledina. What happens if I send mishloach manot to a person and he says, Chuban, thank you, I'm good. He refuses delivery. Yatza or lo yatza?
I'm going to depend on this debate. According to the one that says it's based on a tocha Suda, you didn't provide for him the tocha.
On the contrary. Maybe he says, I tried to provide. He says, I'm good, I have enough. Okay, maybe I should be yotze. The Rama says, you're yotze. The Chatam Sofer and others, the Misham Rabbings, many poskim b'shem Chatam Sofer and many other poskim acharonim that disagree with the Rama, and they say, ma pitom, according to the opinion that friendship, refusing delivery, that don't create friendship, right? That's not, that creates, you know, even if you're being tarof or whatever, it's not nice. Somebody sends you a matana, so take it, you know what I'm saying? There's a whole essay in Mechtav Me'eliyahu that taking is giving. I don't know if you ever read that. I don't know if you ever learned Mechtav Me'eliyahu. It's tremendously thought-provoking.
Yes.
Yeah, Alav Shalom. So he writes over there that many times, you know, we're ingrained in us that giving is giving. But many times in life we don't realize, but taking is giving also. You know, that even in play, we haven't grabbed, taking is tarof, you're not supposed to take. Don't take. But sometimes you can make a person feel worse if you don't take.
Huh? You make a lot of food.
And then you tarof them to death. You know, there's a ba'ayazin. Yeah? Yeah. Especially by Sfaradim. Sfaradim makes you food and you don't eat it? You're done. Well, it's by Moroccans, by Persia, Kulam, it's not kosher, it's not this. It's not, oh, they start You know, they start getting all self-conscious and then who knows, and self-esteem issues and then suicidal. They get all nuts from not eating their food, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, b'kitzur, you know. Eat their food, tochal. Huh? You know what I'm talking about? Maybe there's something wrong with me, maybe there's a trauma in my child. I don't want to eat the food. They get all crazy from it. Tochal. Yeah, unless there's very masurim come along. But otherwise, first of all, the older generation doesn't know how to back off. Like if I'm not hungry or I don't really like this food, there's no such thing as you're not hungry. There's no such thing as you don't like this food. There's no such thing as this is not my taste or whatever. These things don't, like, kavod is just pile on. Yeah? Aval ma? The new generation already understands. Ritzono shel adam zeu kavod. You know what I'm saying? I'm not hungry right now. Okay. A big difference between the old generation and this generation is boundaries. You know, in our generation, boundaries is a very big thing. You know, you learn to respect people's boundaries.
6 feet.
Yeah. Okay. But in old generation, there's no boundaries. You know what I'm saying? They didn't have doors on the, you know, on the front door. People just used to walk. My father told me in Morocco, he doesn't remember ever the door being locked or being closed. They just kept doors open, and you know, friends used to live by other friends. Used to walk in, like eat dinner. You know. Today, you know, you want to come over to a friend's house, you have to make an appointment a week in advance, and then, and you know, the mother has to send out, you know, resumes and find out criminal background checks. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, but it's big differences between, and yeah, it happens. Tov, mikol makom. So, la halacha ul ma'aseh, we hold that a person should send, if the recipient refused delivery, la halacha, a person should send another mishloach manot, and not rely on the fact that he said, oh, I did my best, zeh shalom. Another thing, another machloket that the poskim bring down is sending an anonymous mishloach manot. What do you think should be the din? And tell me why.
No, because no point is to make camaraderie.
So start the other way. If it's trumat adish and seuda, you did it. But if it's because of friendship, it's, you know, the ava ve'ahva shalom v'ra'ut, so you're not doing that if it's, even though, yeah, I know a Jew sent me mishloach manot. But what? I don't know what Jew. I don't know which Jew. So how does that create friendship? So that's a problem. In lalacha, we hold that because it's not mukhra bida'at maran, which one is the correct opinion. So at least, you know, one of the mishloach manot that you send should not be anonymous. You write your name from Ploni to Ploni, zeh shalom. Yeah.
Many people that do this, that they give cards saying, we donated your name, this is your shalom money, and then you're
going to buy your door. Tov. You're not yotzeh with that. You need at least one proper mishloach manot that you say, and then send your cards to whoever you want. You know what I'm saying? But that one person, let him get at least his Gandhi. Yeah, nachon?
Amazon gift cards are probably more worth it than like.
Ma zechshav Amazon gift cards. Purim ayom. Ma, no. Leave Amazon alone for one day. Ma yesh. So there's an interesting Gemara in Megillah Daf Zayin. The Gemara says that there were poor Talmid Chachamim, very poor. Abaye and Rabbi Hanina, they're very poor. So they used to send Mishloach Manot to one another. And the Mishloach Manot that they say says, oh, since you're sending Mishloach Manot to a poor person, you're Yotze two things. Two things in one shot. You're Yotze both Mishloach Manot, because it's food, and Matanot La'avyonim. Whereas Mishloach Manot can only be done through food and drink, Matanot La'avyonim is either money or food. So therefore, you can be Yotze both Matanot. If you send Be'emet, you can do that. If you know a poor person, be'emet ani, you can send them mishloach manot, and be'emet in that way, biyotze, you kill two birds with one stone. You yotze both mishloach manot and matanot la'avyonim. There's a big hakira in that. First of all, since the Gemara says meforash, and second of all, do we say that by dinei derabanan? There's a tshuva in that. If you look in Maran Zichrono Livracha's first work that he ever printed, Sheilot uTshuvot Chazon Ovadia, not the Chazon Ovadia al Moadim, Sheilot uTshuvot Chazon Ovadia, Shnei Chalakim on Hilchot Pesach, he talks about Ein Osim Mitzvat Chavilot Chavilot by Isurei derabanan, by Mitzvot derabanan. So it's interesting to see. Yeah.
What is the definition of ani today?
Shalom Ididi. The mitzvah is really evyonim, not aniim, but the same thing. There are differences in halacha, but you know, suffice it to say that for today, a person who has debt to pay and he doesn't have a conceivable, consistent way to cover his debts that he has, whether it's mortgages or tuitions or whatever, and a person's constantly in a cycle of debt, that is called an ani.
Student loans?
Huh?
Student loans
with or with? Is he drowning in his student loans and he can't? I'm not even laughing. I'm behemoth. If you know a person, behemoth, he's in student loans. And usually the way student loans work is that you make a plan to pay it off in a few years. If you see a few years after he's in school and he's still swimming in his debt and he can't get out. Zani? Out of school. The point is that you're supposed to go to college, get a job, and pay it off. That's the way it works. Let's say the guy in Miskin, either he got a job or something, lo lech lo, and he's not getting a job and he's still stuck in the debt. Zani? No? No. How many of the anim that we give today from Matanot La'avanim are homeless? They're not homeless. You know, the point, this is the halachic definition of evyonim from Matanot La'avanim is a person like that. People who are swimming in debt and have no way, on pidir chateva, to get out. Yeah.
Do I have to give everyone that asked me for money?
No.
Only Jews?
No.
It's not like
so there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tafresh Tadiyah also. On Purim, kol haposhet yad notnim lo. Most people, that's good. Most people make a mistake in this halacha. At first glance, what would you say is the halacha of kol haposhet yad bepurim notnim lo?
Richard.
No. Anybody who sticks out his hand, Anybody who sticks out his hand, you should give him. That's incorrect. It doesn't mean that whoever comes to you, you should give him. Now again, that's fine. Some people have like a stack of bills or coins. That's beautiful. But that's not the chiyuv. That's not the halacha. Let me clarify to you what the halacha is. Lefi haposkim. Kol haposhet yad bepurim notnim lo means that whereas during the rest of the year, if somebody comes to you for tzedakah, you're allowed to vet him. Is he ra'ui? Is he lo ra'ui? You can look into him, whatever. With regards to anim on Purim, we don't vet. On Purim, you give any ani. It doesn't mean you have to give every ani. It means you give to any ani. You understand the difference? Say it over.
But people's hesitation of not giving in general is that they're not vetted. So
on Purim, that doesn't exist.
So that's what they should be.
Purim, when we say kol haposhet yad bepurim, it's not any. I'm sorry, it's not all, it's any. Which means, it doesn't mean you have to give to every ani that comes to you. It means that the anim that you want to give to on Purim, you don't vet them. On Purim, you don't start looking if ra'ui, lo ra'ui, you give him. You don't vet the anim.
Doesn't everyone know this? And then some people try to just, the anim that aren't honest, people that aren't anim, you don't worry about
That's
it.
That's why Purim's only once a year. Huh? Otherwise we'd be broke. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Listen to you in general throughout the year. You don't have to give every anim?
Depends what. If he's ani mamash, then you have to give him the feeding Torah. But we're somech, many poskim are somech today that you give every single ani that passes by. You don't really, because you haven't vetted them yet, and you can be somech that since you haven't vetted, you don't know he's bechizkata ani, and therefore there's no chiyuv to give him yet. Is it nice to give a little coin or whatever it is to every ani that passes by? But there's no chiyuv on Purim. It means Purim is different than any other day of the year in terms of mitzvah tzedakah. Mitzvah tzedakah, how you vet them the way you would the rest of the year, doesn't really apply on Purim day. Just to end off, the shi'ur for Mishloach Manut. Now, preferably, according to the Leket Yosher, who is a Talmid of the Terumat HaDeshen, he says there is no shi'ur for Mishloach Manut. You can give one fig and one date, and you're Yotzei Dechomah. That's what he says. Many poskim disagree. Gaon Ben Ishchai brings in his Hilchot Purim, he writes in Parashat Tetzaveh, he says that it's best to give matana chashuva. Each mana should be mana chashuva, something that's going to gladden the recipient. What's that? He says each mana should have at least, it should be 3 kabetzim worth. 3 kabetzim is about 162 grams or so. Each mana should be that. The Aruch HaShulchan says, what about a drink? Each drink should be at least a revi'it. Mashu chashuv. Water, in general, many poskim say is not something chashuv. But if it's any other kind of soft drink or alcoholic drink, alcohol bevadai, seltzer chashuv meod. So that's according to the Ben Ishchai. Hagaon of Eliashiv is quoted as saying that it should be even more, that it should be amash, something chashuv, and like a nice food, whatever. Like I said, Maran Tichon of Racha writes in Chazon of Adiyah, Minhag Yisrael today is to give even things that aren't part of the Seudah, sweets and snacks and all sorts of junk. Everybody knows the day after the day after Purim is you know, you come to yeshiva, all the hefker piles of all the junk, is it?
Word.
You started to clean out all the junk, yeah? You see my trunk the day after Purim.
Among us, the rabbi, the best stuff, no?
Yeah, but not the healthiest stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's not so good. I mean, you have to be careful. I appreciate very much health foods. I'm just saying healthy things. Huh? No, I'm just saying. Tov, Rabotai, Bezat Hashem will continue. Tomorrow I'll see you. Hopefully I'll be able to get in. The Leket Yosher in the name of Trumat Edition.
Two separate
kidney
dishes.
Yeah.
Meaning, that's how I'm going to give like a one. Let me say that.
That's two kidney.
That's two kidney. Yeah. Like an apple and like a banana. They should be together.
Correct.